Marathon, a campaign to raise money for a new long-term care facility in Marathon, has received a big boost from Barrick Gold Corporation. The mining company is contributing $1 million for the 14-bed, $14.2 million building being constructed beside the local hospital. Barrick's donation brings the current $2 million local fundraising campaign past the halfway point. In recognition of the company's support, the North of Superior Healthcare Group has awarded naming rights, and the facility will be known as Barrick Care. We are immensely grateful to Barrick for their generous contribution to the Families Closer to Home campaign, said Adam Brown, CEO of NOSH. Their support brings us closer to our goal of providing accessible, high-quality long-term care for residents of Marathon, Bayigtaigong Nishnabeg, Netmizagamig Nishnabeg and surrounding communities. Barrick's Human Relations and Community Relations Manager, Tanya Altford, said the company recognizes the importance of supporting the communities where it operates. The establishment of Barrick Care underscores our commitment to community health initiatives, providing equitable access to health care for employees, their families and community members, she said. Mine manager Jason Sear added, "This is a good way for us to give back to the community. It's been a project to get from start to finish, and we got it across the finish line. We're very proud of it." At the announcement Tuesday, Brown said it's exciting to see the culmination of the hard work NOSH and Barrick put toward bringing the dream we established in 2021 to fruition. Marathon Mayor Rick Dumas applauded Barrick's participation, describing the company as a major corporate citizen for the past 40 years. "The reality is that some of its employees are going to be utilizing this facility as we all age in our communities, so it's really good news. We know construction is going to start soon. We're looking forward to that first shovel in the ground, and hopefully in the next year and a half or so we'll have the facility open."